Tim McManus joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. T-Mac, what's going on out there in Los Angeles?
There's so much going on this week. I forgot there was a game for a minute. The guys are warming up. Nick Foles on the turf, catching some balls, throwing some balls, and gets another chance here at the Coliseum like he did a year ago.
Absolutely. Tell me, different circumstances, of course, with the record being what it is, but the Eagles are still alive. What has been the reaction overall after everything that came out about Carson Wentz, the reaction from the team itself, Tim, about Nick Foles now back in the lineup?
I think that confidence is really high. And when you talk to Malcolm Jenkins, I think, said it best, is how do you guys feel having Nick Foles under center? And he said, he's the Super Bowl MVP, so he'll be fine. And I think that's kind of the prevailing sentiment. As you said, it's a different set of circumstances, a different team. When he took over last year, you're talking about a 10-2 squad versus a 6-7 one that has really struggled to get out of its own way, has had a tough time on offense. Foles, of course, was in earlier in the season and wasn't exactly lighting it up. But they have seen what he can do. This was the team where Foles took over last year, and they're hoping that he's got a little magic left.
Tim, I got Jason Avant sitting to the right of me, who is absolutely ecstatic that Nick Foles is back in there, back behind center. But it's funny, does that, like what Jason is feeling, can Doug hold that back and commit to this run game? I mean, is he kind of a fan like, oh, here's the guy that won me the Super Bowl last year, but against this Rams team, it would seem like you should run the ball more, no?
I totally agree with you, and especially if you look at it, it's a little bit surprising, but the Rams are giving up 5.1 yards per carry on the ground. And when you think about the defensive front, especially the interior, like, how's that possible? But that's at least one potential area of vulnerability on what is otherwise a good defense and a very good team. So, yeah, I think for a number of reasons it makes sense to commit to the ground game. We've seen that they've had success when that has happened this year. 27-plus carries, 6-0. Under that, 0-7. So I think that Peterson is going to try to establish the run, and that will obviously only help Foles as he kind of tries to reintegrate into the starting lineup.
Yo, Tim, this is Jason, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, Jason, good to talk to you. What's going on?
You too. Tim, we heard that Isaac may be out or is out, and we know that they have Aaron Donald. What do you think the most effective game plan would be for a player of his magnitude?
Yeah, he is going to be out for this game. Seumalo is officially ruled out, and that means that Stefan Wisniewski is going to step into a big spot. And as you rightly point out, going to be going against one of the best in the game, arguably the best defensive player on the planet right now. And he's got Sue right next to him. So, this is a very difficult task that they're going to have to overcome today. I don't know if there's a great game plan for stopping a guy that's, racking up 16.5 sacks, but I think that if you can go at him a little bit, that might be one of the more effective ways. If you can keep a balance and give help where possible, I think that's what they're going to have to do, because they call these defensive linemen game wreckers, and the biggest game wrecker in the game right now is Aaron Donald.
Tim McManus joining us live from Los Angeles ahead of Eagles Rams tonight, 8:20 kickoff here on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tim, noticeably, of course, last week, a lot of the issues in the secondary, which has been the case for the past few weeks. And now we again have Sidney Jones out one more time because of the hamstring injury. Didn't play very well due to that, we think, last week. What are we looking at in the secondary tonight against the Rams, who also have maybe even more explosive players out there offensively against the Eagles tonight?
In fact, I was going through this exercise with one of the reporters in the press box, and I had a good feeling for what it must be like to be Corey Unlin and Jim Schwartz on a week-to-week basis with a decimated secondary like they have right now. Now, Avante Maddox is back, and that helps. But Sidney Jones is out for this game. So they lose one, they gain another. And, Schwartz at least has some flexibility as to, where he wants to play these guys, but still not ideal. I mean, you can have a situation where you have Malcolm Jenkins and run with, the combination of Trey Sullivan and Corey Graham like they have been in previous weeks, and work Avante Maddox into the slot, put Cravon LeBlanc on the outside opposite Rasul Douglas, and that at least, takes Devontae Bosby out of the equation. And given his struggles last week in particular, that might not be the worst thing for them. But I think that overall, you know, you're playing this game, okay, what's the best case scenario? It's still not a good scenario. And as you said, they're going up against a really high powered team. And just look at how the Rams play at home. They're 6-0, first of all. They average 38 points per game at the Coliseum. And the last time they were here, they put up 54 on the Chiefs. You know, so this is a daunting task if there ever was one for what, as we know, is a banged up secondary.
Tim, who do you key on if you're the Eagles' defense? I mean, there's so many guys. Obviously, you have Jared Goff, you have Cooks, you have everything going there that you just alluded to that scored 54, whatever the last time they were there. But who do they have to stop? Do you think?
Well, I think it's actually Gurley. You know, because just talking to the defensive players this week, they said that's really where it starts and ends. And you know, if he gets going, forget about it, because then it opens up everything else for everybody else. And you know, talking to Malcolm Jenkins in particular this week, you know, he said Gurley, he had the running back top of mind, and I think rightly so. And if he gets going, it opens up the playbook. And you know, Sean McVay is arguably the best in the business right now at putting you off balance. You know, he likes to run this quick tempo, and he can back off of that and just has so many different ways to kind of get you going, east and west, north and south, that it's hard to contain if you don't do what, fundamentally is the most important, and that's stop the run game in Gurley.
Tim, offensively, are we kind of looking at, this seems too easy to say, but is it all RPOs? Is it kind of exactly what you did last year in the, you know, Super Bowl, in the playoff run that you think we're going to see from Nick Foles tonight? Or do you adjust because you don't have the same personnel? You're not playing as well as you did this time or last year at that time.
Yeah, I mean, just having a feel for what works with Foles, I think, you know, simplicity is the key for him. Nothing more important than for him to be confident in the game plan and what you're asking of him. And as we saw, they tailored the system to him very effectively for the postseason run last year. They went back and looked at the different plays that were effective when Chip was here. And a lot of that is the RPO game. You know, basically you want to simplify the process for Foles. You want to give him an option that he can look at and be confident and just rip it. If he is overthinking, then that is when you get the bad Foles. So even though the personnel is different, even though you have to worry about what you have on tape and the schematics that go along with that, I think what's the overriding factor is that Foles is at his best when he's running what he is absolutely comfortable with. So, yeah, I think you are going to see a lot of RPOs. I think you're going to see a lot of a similar approach to what they had in the postseason, and who's to argue with that? It works pretty well.
Tim, on paper, their defense looks very, very average. Like they're in the middle of the pack when it comes to stopping the run, the middle of the pack when it comes to passing. Looking at this game, I'm optimistic about our offense and what we can do. Is it that they are just okay at defense, or that offense is so good that they don't necessarily have to concentrate as much on defense?
Yeah, I think there is a level of that. You know, I think that they're statistically, as you point out, Jay, I mean, you know, it doesn't blow you away, but I think when you look at some of the personnel, you say, well, you know, they're pretty stacked in some areas. It's a bunch of Eagles fans come by and are doing what they do. So I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park, but I am really curious to see how this offense responds, because obviously, under Foles, there was a little bit of magic that they showed in the latter part of last year. We're learning more about how injured Wentz has been this year, and you wonder how much of that has factored into, one, the slow starts, and two, just kind of the overall funk that the offense has been in. And so, you know, I'm as curious as anybody to see if they can light it up a little bit in this game.
Well, Tim, we'll find out in about an hour as the kickoff
gets underway. Tim, did you just walk through an Eagles tailgate?
No, they walked through me.
Oh, there you go. Was it an Eagles tailgate?
Loud.
Yeah,
in
no,
your
it's
face,
not a tailgate.
Baby.
It's just, there is nice. A lot of green around me, man. There is.
Is there really?
I'm looking out, and I would say, you know, 50% of the jerseys right now, maybe 60% are Eagles. I mean, it's unbelievable. As we know, they travel so well and continue to be loyal even in a down season.
And Tim, similar turnout last season in Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yep. Well, again, let's see if they show out tonight and help the Birds out as much as they're excited as Jason Avant is. Tim, we will catch up with you during the week and, of course, read you on ESPN.com. Thanks so much, man.
All right, boys. Always a pleasure. Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.